Fred Pin Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città, and today I'm in company of Julia Kowalski, director Regine Rose, and the protagonist Liv Enegier. So welcome, girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Ciao. So Julia, the first question goes to you. So what's the idea behind the film? I read that you've done also a documentary on your Polish origins, and this is a story about Joseph, a Polish man who goes to France to work and to look for his son that he hasn't seen in 15 years. So what's the idea behind the story?
Behind the story, it's mostly it's a film about emotions. It's not really about the story. For me, the story is just like a pretext to talk about feelings, hard, strong, difficult, shame, the feelings that everybody could have throughout life. Not necessarily teenagers. It's for me, it's for all people, and it's about about emotions. So the story is just a pretext, even if it's really personal, of course. And it's, of course, I explore many things that I endured during my life and my Polish origins. There are many elements that are inspired by my personal life. I used to play the flute. I was a bit like Rose when I was a teenager. So there are many things that we share with the characters, but it's not completely autobiographical.
So, Liv, tell me some. Can you give us a brief introduction of your role, first of all?
She's a teenager, and she falls in love with a boy who is older than her, and it's like a fascination for her. And also there is a story with the father of this boy, who is Joseph. And it's kind of weird. And in the movie, like, we don't really know if she's in love with the father or the son, but we know it at the end.
Yeah, that's something I want to ask you both. I mean, she immediately, or more or less immediately, takes sides. I mean, she's... I wanted to ask you, why do you think she's so angry with their father? I mean, there's not really a reason that you explain in the film, so you just an adolescent anger maybe, but I wanted to know more about that. And second of all, she almost immediately takes the side of the of Joseph, and she wants to help him even before meeting his son that she falls in love with. Tell me something about these two questions, two doubts I have.
Okay, so first about this anger, of course it's teenager anger. There's no reason, like, I didn't want to make a psychological movie. I didn't want to explain anything, and there are probably a lot of explanation, like the absent mother, many reasons that are not really explored in the film, but for me it was also I prefer to talk about a big frustration and a desire and something that is more sexual than psychological. And for me this anger is more or less something that a fire burning in her body, and it's a way of expressing it. So it could be against her father, against her little sister, against Joseph in a way, because she's manipulating everyone, or against Roman, or against herself. And for me it's all something completely mixed in her head and in her body, and it's something that is more relative to her growing desire than really concrete reason, which could be a lot of things, but I don't want to tell concrete. And the second question was about the fact that she's taking the side of Joseph. For me, her father represents something that she hates, and for her it's much more important to take also the side of people who are weak, the weak people, and so you know what I mean. Okay.
Yes, I know. That's what I liked about her, actually, because, you know, with all this anger, teenage anger, that still she can be a grown-up in this sense.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Liv, and how was the casting process, and what did you first think about your role when you first read it?
Okay, so Julia found me because I did a short movie before, and she saw it and she called me so I could make the casting, and I did it, and she called me back, and it was directly we fall in, like, not in love, but we was very close, you know,
it,
like,
was very fusional. And yeah, but before that, I've been looking for her 1 year, so it was not. I've seen a lot of girls for the. I've seen like 100 girls more or less, and they were all very nice, very brilliant, very good actress, and. There were a lot that could fit for the role, but there was no, like, evidence. And when I saw her, I knew she was the one. And and indeed, it was when we met, it was instantly sure for me that she was Rose for the role.
And so I wrote the script, and I was in a train, and it took me like 2 hours to read it, and I really was fascinated about the story, and I really liked it, so I was so happy to do the movie.
So, Julia, what kind of director are you? Are you the director that wants everything as she planned, as she wrote, or are you the director that let your actors give their contribution, let's say that?
It's hard to answer because I think I'm boss of the. I'm a bit a tyrannic director because I'm a control freak about many things. So nothing is done by coincidence. So everything is really prepared, and there was no improvisation. It was all very written. Every frame, every sound, everything was under control. But at the same time, during the shooting, it was like a big party, and we were laughing a lot. we played a lot, and it was more, even if it was very, very controlled, it was also very, very cool. And also, at the end, for me, they had place to do what they wanted inside a very strong schedule, like a matrix, very precise. Inside this, they had the place to be themselves. But maybe Liv can answer more, because
She's an amazing director, because, like, we can talk with her before the movie, and she told me everything that she wanted, and on when we did the movie, she understand us, and yes, everything is rotten and we have to follow the movie, it's normal, I think, but we can be ourselves, you know, like, we can not only play the movie, like, we can contribute a little bit, I think.
I'm curious about something. Was it ever your choice from the beginning, when you wrote the story, that you wanted to tell everything from the Raging Rose point of view, that it had to be the story over from her point of view? Because you choose in the film, we always see things from her point of view, even though when you choose not to show us what happens between Roman and his father when they have their final confrontation, we don't hear anything because she can't hear anything. So
yes. Well, writing this movie was a long process, and because it's a first feature, and because it's difficult to find money and everything, so it was very long. And I've been writing it, like, I began to write 5 years ago, so it took me 5 years to make this movie. So it's very long. It's like a thesis, or and at the very beginning, there were three stories. There was Rose's story, Rose's point of view, but also Roman's point of view and Joseph's point of view, and there were three chapters completely separated with black like chapters, and writing and rewriting. I decided just to concentrate on her because she was the one I wanted to follow the most, and indeed she doesn't see everything, so we just see what she sees, and I really decided to focus on her point of view and to never go out. And you're true, it's true, sometimes we miss very important informations, but it doesn't matter because it's what she feels about this that imported for me.
And that was makes the film most effective, because there are a lot of coming of age stories. It depends on how you tell them. That makes a difference, right?
Of course, yes, yes. and I was also very attached by doing a movie that is the point of view of a young girl who is not the desired girl, not the bimbo, but the desiring girl, the one who is really active, who is the power girl, let's say. And even if she's sometimes she's not the best manipulator she would love to be, but she tries to, and she's it's a power girl movie, let's say.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Liv, for being with us on Fred Film Radio. And I really wish you the best, and I hope to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Grazie mille.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.